When looking for the King of Podcasts, you're at the wrong channel.
Well, excuse me!
Looking for good ideas for life? You're far from good hands.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
If you think the listener is always right, you're far from the right place.
Out of order! Even in the future, nothing works!
Hosted by a Northeasterner by birth, but a rebel by choice.
Are you threatening me?
If you want a host that floats between love and madness,
and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight.
Then play on and listen to Crazy Train Radio.
All right, guys, listen to this blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Warning, creators of this game do understand the subject matter may be offensive to some, but they do honor the families and people that have been affected by these real life tragedies that these individuals have caused. Want to play a game?
Oh yeah!
Lover of true crime?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, we got an interesting game for you to check out.
Wow.
With the mashup of influences such as horror movies, collecting cards, and RPGs.
What?
Led to giving birth to an incredible creation of this game, Killers the Card Game.
You are all my children now.
This game is a collectible trading card game featuring some of the most infamous killers with tidbits of trivia on the back of each card to help you learn some insight to each criminal.
Who the hell are you?
Let's not forget, during the game, cops will be chasing you and these criminals.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
However, check out their website listed through all social media today, which can be found under Killers the Card Game.
Am I on the internet?
I want to play a game.
Hey, this is Rashawn Hammond, aka Thudbutt from the movie Hook, and you are listening to Crazy Train Radio. Yeah.
Hey folks, it's your least favorite host in the podcast world, Croc, Jonathan Steele. And boy, do we have a good one for you today.
Okay, we are this time on location of the New Jersey Horror Con here at the New Jersey Convention Center in Edison, New Jersey. But next guest in, sadly, couldn't set up the video, so we're doing just audio only with this one. But this gentleman has done so much in his career. He's done different things, but most people would know him from Hook. And we were actually talking a little bit about this prior to setting up. But Rashawn Hammond, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's pretty cool to be out here in New Jersey. I'm happy.
Yeah, do you get out to the East Coast much?
You know what? I haven't been out here maybe in about 3 or 4 years, but I'm going to actually, this year, I'll be out here maybe like 3 or 4 more times for a few other conventions and for some of my magic shows.
Yes, and that's what I was talking about during the introduction. He does many things, wears many hats, and I don't mind saying it here, but because I said it to him privately, I appreciate with the magic shows, and we'll get the hook and all that other shit soon, but with the magic shows, and we can talk about that, I only saw a little bit, but you also, some of the shows you do for senior citizen centers, you do for special needs, you do different types of venues besides traditional magic shows. So I appreciate that, working with different groups. But what led you down the road to getting into magic?
Well, believe it or not, and I don't know why this is, a lot of actors turn out to be magicians or start out as magicians and become actors, like Johnny Carson. He was a magician.
Yes.
I've been a part of the famous Hollywood Magic Castle for many years. I started as a junior member when I was 13, and I saw that there were tons of well-known actors that were magicians that did it kind of as a part-time thing, just for fun.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid just doing movies and TV shows, I'd always, you know, in between takes, I'd always practice card tricks and, you know, beg my parents to take me to a magic shop. And I just happened to be one of those people where I just stuck with it. And it's always been like my side gig since I was probably 15.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just joking about, I'm a big fan of people who listen know I'm a big proponent of physical media. They, you know, between books and DVDs and movies and whatever. I just appreciate, and the other interview you guys will hear with Tom Devine, the makeup expert, we talk about, even after we hit cut, about owning physical medium because he produces his own movies and such. But there's just something about having that. So, with you anyway, it makes me appreciate, yeah, you bugged the hell out of your parents to take me to the magic shop.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know, there is, how do I say this? A lot worse ways that you could have been spending your allowance money or money you earned on acting gigs.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much worse you could have been doing with that money that you had and were able to spend and stuff at the time. So, you know, to go towards magic, that's awesome. And now you have it as a part-time gig. So
Exactly. So even when I was a kid, my dad would tell me, he said, you're spending so much money on these magic tricks. And, you know, it wasn't until I probably turned 18 or 19 and I had my own show at several Las Vegas casinos that my dad said, well, I guess it did work out for you.
Yeah,
so, you know.
It was money well spent.
Yeah, it was a good investment. And, you know, I've gotten that investment, that small investment in those magic tricks. I've made it back, you know, 10,000 folds over, you know. So.
What? All right, because I've been lately getting into magic myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just watching and not that I never not appreciate it, but just like, I've been getting it more into, like, Penn & Teller's Frost and Penn & Teller's Bullshit. And,
yeah.
You know, then there's other shows. There's a guy from Philly that Penn & Teller knew. I started watching his stuff lately. I can't think of his name. But, you know, so there's obviously different styles of magic to people.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's card tricks, whether it's this, and I can make an elephant appear. Yeah, you know, there's different styles.
Exactly.
I don't know all the terminology, so forgive me. But what would you say your style when it comes to magic is? You include music as well, too, from what I see.
Yeah, everything. I basically, my magic act, I have a million magic acts. I basically make my act, the theme is kind of corresponds to where I'm booked.
Okay.
So if I'm booked at, let's say, you know, everything that I do is mainly sleight of hand, mixed with some stage illusions, and I use some animals, like, you know, white doves.
One of the things I saw was with a dove.
Yeah, so let's say I'm performing at a retirement community, I would do a mixture of my Las Vegas show with birds, but because a lot of people that are over 65, they like, you know, the Frank Sinatra, the Dean Martin type of...
And that's where the music comes in.
Which, you know.
Which, by the way, I do need to compliment you. I didn't say this before when we were talking off air and prior to you coming into town, you got a hell of a singing voice. I listened to you do like some Dean Martin and some Sinatra and some of the videos I saw. Your voice is pretty good, man.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
I try.
You know, I just have fun with it.
Yeah.
You know, and then sometimes I'll do a kid's birthday party. You know, I'm making candy appear, a bunny rabbit appear. So I just like to have fun when I go out, and I don't mind you know, someone calls me and says, hey, I need you to perform somewhere where there's 10,000 people. I just kind of routine, you know,
it's,
and
you
plan
know,
it out.
It's based on what, like you said, what, venue, what's my audience
going to
be?
Yeah, my audience, you know.
So, you know, is there a place, do you, you said you're going to be booked a couple of times on the East Coast here for magic besides conventions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I don't want to spend the whole time on this, but. Where are those shows at? Do you know off the top of your head?
You know what? I don't know off the top of my head, but they're going to be actually some private events for some senior citizen homes.
Okay.
So they'll be like in New Jersey, in Manhattan, I think in Pennsylvania, Chicago.
Okay.
You know.
So you Midwest, East Coast, yeah. You know.
Exactly.
But
and I'll
it's
come
cool
down.
You get to travel and
oh, yeah.
do it.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I do about 500 shows a year traveling, and I do that in like a span of 4 months.
Holy shit.
So I'm doing like 3-4 shows a day.
Yeah. Are you still doing shows in Vegas there? Since
yeah, I perform in Las Vegas about 6 days a week right now doing
at
magic.
One particular location?
Sometimes at the Planet Hollywood Casino, Mandalay Bay, and I also am a magician for a lot of the conventions out there. A lot
okay.
of the big trade shows.
They'll bring you in and have you.
They'll have me, yeah, they'll, you know, Bank of America will have me come in and stand at their booth and do magic to get people to come in and
part
see
the
new software and, you know, and it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. And I just learned you weren't from Vegas because I know you're L.A. born and bred and all that.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, so I'm back and forth from, yeah, I still live in L.A.
But
and
you spend
Vegas.
A lot of time in Vegas too,
yeah.
so.
And it's been that way since I was 6 months old. So
it's, yeah, you go where the work is though.
Exactly, exactly.
No, I can't believe. Well, we're here, like I said, New Jersey Horror Con, which I was surprised that they brought you in because obviously most people, and I don't mean this in a bad way, for Hook,
mm-hmm.
which was, you know, Robin Williams and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie, classic, it just celebrated a big anniversary and such not too long ago. But how has the convention circuit been for you? Is it mostly horror shows? Are you doing fan expos? What's the shows you're usually invited to?
I just started doing this, I think maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And
yeah, you're newer on the circuit.
Yeah. And what's kind of cool about my background is the fact, you know, I've done a mixture of these shows.
Yeah.
I think this is my second horror convention.
Yeah.
I'm doing like three more this year. But because I was in like, you know, I was in Tales from the Crypt.
That airs the Horror Connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, but the coolest thing
I should have remembered that, folks.
I've done every kind of feature film or television series that fits all the different
categories.
Yeah. So yeah. I've done the Nickelodeon shows. I've done the, you know, I was on ER.
Yeah.
I
so you
did all those. Yeah.
You fit all in.
Exactly.
And
so I can fit into any.
And I read that in my research. I didn't sleep well last night, folks, for personal issues. But I'll accept the heat. I know I'll get a couple messages going, dude, there's some Tales in the Crypt, what the hell? I know I'll get a couple. It's fine. I'm good with that. I can live with that. But like you said, like we were kidding, newer on the con circuit. It's how has it been for you? How did the fan response and just everything when they come and see you?
You know, it's funny. You know, just like maybe the last 4 or 5 shows that I did, I get a great response. A lot of people walk up to my booth and they'll look at my banner and then they'll look at my pictures and they'll go, oh my gosh, I didn't really think you'd be here. Like, and they will, you know, they'll tell me, I remember you from my childhood. This is
amazing.
Is that
creepy in a way?
Yeah.
Or?
I don't, you know, I'm so used to it, but, you know, I get it. I didn't understand it years ago because, you know, like 15 years ago or somebody said, oh, I saw your movie, you know, I grew up with it.
Yeah.
But now it's getting to that point where, you know, I meet thousands of people in there.
Well, how old are you, may I ask?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm still 10 years old from Never Never Land.
Well played, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. But, you know, all kidding aside, it's been pretty good reaction when fans come up and see you and talk to you.
Oh yeah, it's been an absolute blast.
And I do gotta quickly mention, I met hit, you know, Rashawn's lovely girlfriend in the hotel earlier when we were talking to Tom and stuff when we wrapped before lunch and all that fun stuff. So he came with company, lovely person, you know, gotten to talk to her, try this in English, talk to her here at the venue as well, so, you know. You get the same thing I was telling Tom is, it seems like you hang with good people and just like to keep a good circle. Am I far off?
Oh, definitely, definitely, yeah. definitely. I keep a small circle, but I like to keep it, you know.
Yeah, I stole his table. He's not here for another hour. Yeah, the guys from Grim Life I met at the hotel area, you know, checking things out before the storm hits. Now, it's... So, Hook, we'll go there. You know, like I said, don't want to stay forever because doors will be opening soon and all that fun shit. How was it working with... And you had a cast of people.
Oh, yeah.
Not just Robin Williams. Obviously, he was the star.
Oh, we had a humongous, yeah.
When you think of name value on that project, it's just...
Oh, yeah. Obviously, we had Julia Roberts, Dustin Hoffman, Bob Hoskins. We had Glenn Close.
Yeah, it's just...
A bunch of cameos from a lot of other people.
Yeah, because it's funny you mentioned Bob Hoskins, and I forgot he was in it until I was going through credentials. Because mm-hmm. Obviously most people, when you think Bob Hoskins, for me at least, because I'm 39, remember him from Roger Rabbit.
Of course, yeah. I got on the film, I loved that movie, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Yeah, so.
Exactly. And I did a watch along with Who Framed Roger Rabbit on the show before with fans. We do virtual watch-alongs on Zoom and stuff, and usually have people mm-hmm. from the project come on. But for that one, we had Gary Wolf, the author.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the guy who wrote the books, who censored Roger Rabbit, which ended up becoming the movie.
And okay.
Disney bought the movie and all that fun stuff. But it's... How was Bob, you know, in particular? Was he...
He was a pretty cool guy, you know. He's one of those... God rest his soul.
Yes.
He was one of those, one of those, I guess you'd call it, like, one of those real actors that really, you know, knew
serious
his craft.
Guy.
Yeah, that kind of knew his craft. I just wing it and I go in there. My lines 10 minutes before camera rolls.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, let's do it.
Give me 5 minutes.
That's me.
Now... One of the stories, and obviously, well, I'll ask this first. Where were you when you heard about Robin's passing?
Okay, so I was in Las Vegas, and I literally went and I was taking a shower, and I heard about it. I could literally hear the news. I had my TV going, and I just stopped and I said, huh?
Seemed real, right?
Yeah, and then... Once I got out of the shower, within 5 minutes, every news publication called me
yeah.
and called one of my agents. And I was still in disbelief. And I think within an hour, I was on the news talking about it. And they had all their, you know, TVs and everything with
his towers and
yeah, and I couldn't believe
just
it.
Just everything that
I
goes
still
with
couldn't believe it, you know.
Yeah.
And I had just talked to him like a few months before.
Yeah.
So and he always would come to Las Vegas to do his shows over at the MGM.
Yeah.
You know, and I
so you would have times
there.
To
yeah.
go over and say hello.
Yeah.
And,
so it just, you know, it's still kind of, you know.
And, you know, that's, yes, say what you want about podcasts being medium and all that stuff. And, yeah, we're not, at least I'm not one of those kind of got you kind of things. And there, I know a lot of folks within the wrestling business, okay? And... It just two different situations here when we're talking Robin and the guy I'm going to mention. This I won't take the heat for. I don't give a shit. But Chris Benoit, that situation happened in Georgia, his passing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a whole murder-suicide. That was a whole different story. But the sensational news is what I'm getting at. Trying to get people's opinions, especially so fresh. Like you said, things with Robin didn't sit... Like, it didn't sink in for you yet.
Yeah.
So, and I get they want to present a story, people who interacted with him, and just whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get they want to get that, jump on the news, be the first in line to...
Yeah.
But I don't appreciate media reaching out and say, when you guys are trying to... you're actors, you're entertainers, you're magicians. You know, everybody's got different stuff going on and professionally and what you're known for. But your people, too, you know.
Exactly.
Like you said, you were getting a shower. Like, can we... Yet, it's sad to report that Robin Williams passed away, but can we give you guys, as people...
Yeah.
A day or two, let this start to... You know, I mean, things sink in. And
Like, I wish the world was like that.
Yeah, I would like to think if, like, if I knew you back then, I didn't, and we just start to know each other the past few days, I would think if I went to talk to you right after Robin passed, if I knew you at the time, hey, I'll send you condolences, but you need your space to be able to let that start the process.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that you'd be healed in a day or two, but you need that, you know, little bit of time to let that, as a human being, you need that time to process. Yeah. Am I wrong with this?
Oh, no. I wish more people were like you, that you just kind of, you know, put the nail right there. Let it sink in.
Give that person time to, as a fan, it sucked. And his story, it sucked.
Yeah.
But as a person, it's like the people who knew his family, co-workers like yourself, and needed time to, you know, you let that stuff. But anyway, let's not be negative here anymore. But with Hook, do you have a favorite memory?
I have a lot of great memories from the set, but one of my first really cool experiences on the set was my first day of filming. Well, initially, the first day of filming, I sat down in a room for about 8 hours, and they never used me. And I only had one line in the entire movie, originally. Second day, nothing. Third day, I finally got to go onto the set, and I didn't even know what was going on. I hadn't even read the script. I didn't care to read the script.
Based on the one line?
Because I knew all I had was one line, and I didn't really care about it. You know, I'm like, when I get there, I'll just do, you know, whatever they want me to say, that one line.
Yeah.
And my parents had shown me the one line and highlighted it on the script for me. But when I got to the set, I just heard some ladies say, hey, you need to get dirty. And I turn around and I see this guy go, okay, and how are you going to dirty me up? And they go, well, hold on, we're going to get some dirt and rub it on you. He goes, no, that's all right. And he jumps in some mud and jumps in some the grass and rolls around and then jumps up and he says, I'm dirty. And I looked and I said, oh, my God, that's Robin Williams. So then I walked up to him.
So sounds like him.
Yeah, I walked up to him. I said, you're Robin Williams. And he said, yeah, of course I am. I'm me. Who are you? You know? Yeah. And that was my first, like, I thought that was so cool. And then I said, Mork and Mindy, Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, you.
You know. But right after that, I got to do my first scene, the first day of actually filming. And that was the scene with Robin, my first line in the movie where you see me point at him and say, who's the shrub?
Nice.
And that was my first day. It was pretty cool.
Do you keep in touch with most everybody you worked with from there?
Honestly, just a couple of people. You know, like the what is his name? You know, that's Rufio.
I was going to say.
I was thinking about trying to remember his character name. But yeah. Dante Bosco.
Yeah.
Talked to him all the time. Just talked to him the other day. Obviously, about 5 years ago, we did a thing for Entertainment Tonight.
The anniversary,
where we had everybody get together. A couple of the kids from the film, they'll message me. One of the guys that played Pockets, Isaiah Robinson.
Yeah.
He was just in Las Vegas about 2 weeks ago. He was out there performing.
Got a chance to catch up.
Got a chance to catch up a little bit. So, you know, every once in a blue moon or when I'm in L.A., I'll just run into him because, you know, even though L.A. is a big place,
yeah,
you still run into people, you know, at Mel's Diner or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you
know. Doing this going on 12 years as a June, scary. You know, have a podcast. You know, I've got to know a lot of people, and I stay with some out in L.A. But like you said, it's a big place, but it's like when you run into it, people I wasn't expecting that I knew, celebrity or not, you know, it's like, hey, you know, like you said, you go out for breakfast and you run in. I wasn't expecting to see you.
Oh, exactly.
But that's life.
Yeah,
you know, you run into people, you know, and whatnot, so.
Yeah.
Well, last question. What's next? And best place, let me not try this in English. What's next and best place to find you if people want to search you out?
Oh, wow. I'll go with the last question first. You can easily find me on Instagram under Rashawn Hammond Official, or you can search me on Facebook. I still need like another 1,000 friends on there. So you can find me just on Facebook under Rashawn Hammond. And
he's taken ladies, by the way. Like I said earlier, I met his lovely other half, so don't try to flirt.
But what's next for me is doing my own little Peter Pan movie called Hook versus Neverland. It's been in the works for a while. We just put the first trailer out maybe about 2 or 3 months ago. You can find it on YouTube. We're going to start shooting it in September, the rest of the film. And if you like, you can go on Hook versus Neverland.com and buy merchandise, watch clips, updates, see pictures and video of our cast.
So we going to be the 12-year-old Thunderbutt at this point?
It's actually Thudbutt was my name, not Thunderbutt.
My bad.
They almost wanted me. At first it was going to be Thunderbutt or Boomer.
But are we going to be just, like you said, you're 12 because of Neverland, or 10 because of Neverland. But are you going to be the
You got to see the movie, but I'm in this particular film, I'm about, I'm like a 90-year-old man. And I...
How the hell is that possible? That must have been a great makeup job.
I left Never Never Land without giving away too much of the movie. I basically left Never Never Land. Many, many years went by.
Yeah.
And I grew old and started a family.
Yeah.
And now there's problems in Never Never Land. And I have to go back and become young again.
There's the hook, folks. Yeah, this is what we're looking for. We want the whole reason to see the movie. Is it going to be a streaming movie? Is it independent?
It's going to be everything.
It's going to do our theaters,
the whole nine yards. It's going to be everywhere. We're going to have private screenings, not only here in America, all throughout the UK as well.
Hey, go to the link, follow up, watch a trailer, like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
I love hanging with good people. Rashawn's a good person. A few days I've gotten to know him, so thank you.
Thank you.
Hey there, Friday fans. We know how much you enjoy the movies. Enjoy grabbing your Friday merchandise and interacting with the Friday family, whether it be at conventions or during our particular watch-alongs. Well, when you're looking to get yourself masks, why not check out our friends over at Camp Blood Customs out of New York State and order your specific custom mask from any of the films. All orders are made specifically. Your needs and wants are. Make sure you find Camp Blood Customs on Facebook, Instagram, and all over social media and order yours today.
Hey y'all. This is Adam Marcus, writer and director of Jason Goes to Hell and Secret Santa, and you are taking a ride on Crazy Train Radio. Badass.